So if it were your kid, mm-hmm. would you get them vaccinated?
I don't think they need it.
So what would you say? Homeschool or get the vaccine?
Honestly, I don't think a kid needs to get it.
Meet scientist Justin Durant and regional business lead Brandon Schatt, officials with pharma giant Johnson & Johnson. Both men echo startling admissions about their own company's COVID vaccine and their concerns on long-term repercussions for children.
Okay. You just don't do that.
Right.
Not something that's so unknown in terms of the repercussions down the road.
You know? So would you say we don't know the repercussions of it?
I mean, how could you, right? There's nobody who's 30 years in that said, hey, I got the vaccine and I don't have a third eyeball.
So what do you think this is about? Do you think it's about the money?
Politics, money.
Okay, so then if you think that babies like don't need to get vaccinated, then why do you think there's such a strong push for it?
Justin Durant, scientist at Johnson & Johnson, is clear on one thing. Don't get this vaccine. And he doesn't want you to know that he said that. He even texted our journalist reminding her to keep what he said secret, saying if the public found out, he could get in mad trouble.
Should tell her to not get the Johnson & Johnson one. Don't get the Johnson & Johnson.
I didn't tell you no.
Okay.
I didn't tell you no. I didn't tell you no.
Despite these doubts, Durant appears to embrace his company's role in pushing policies that, quote, inconvenience the unvaccinated into second-rate citizens.
The only way people really act to black is that it affects the public. So it's like, if you're working for a big company, you've got to lose your job. That's me, really. That's what I'm going to lie. I mean, if you can't work, that's fine. But no, but like a second-rate citizen, you can't do anything about normal citizens. Inconvenience them to the point where it's like,
and as to what the media is saying about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
So you said I shouldn't trust the media?
In no capacity should we have anything that they say.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
We need to see a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. That's sounding very Germany. I'm going to go door to door and say to everyone, oh, it's just your booster shot.
Don't get the Johnson
and Johnson. I didn't tell you no.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking it.
They are not reported because they want to show it on the map.
Cheating is about the money?
Politics, money.
Then why do you think there's such a strong push for it?
The numbers. Laws like that. If you want to go to a bar, you need to come in with a COVID test. Like, inconvenience these people so much. They're just like, I need it.
So that's what we need to do.
That's what we're doing.
In the midst of the growing nationwide vaccine mandates, including mandates for young students, Duran leaves no question about this. Do not take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, he says. Inconvenience the unvaccinated is something he says, quote, we need to do.
Inconvenience them to the point where it's like, it's the hot, like, not the hot, I'm not as much as f***ing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I can't go out of state. I can't, my grandma's in Canada. I can't visit her. I can't, it's just... You can't go to France unless you're vaccinated. I can't go to France. Like, you just gotta keep doing things like that. So it's like you're almost like a second rate citizen. I know that.
You're almost what?
Like a second rate citizen. You can't do anything about normal citizens.
A second rated citizen?
Like top grade, but when you get it, you're just like,
right.
You can't do shit.
So then how do we punish them?
I mean, if you can't work, that's fine. I don't know, but I feel like people listen. Like, people
what?
The only way people really act is to act is it affects the public. So it's like, if you're working for a big company, you're probably losing your job. That's me, really. That's what I'm going to lie.
Right.
You know?
So if you're working for a big company and you're about to lose your job, you're going to be the first one in the line.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. So that's what we need. That's smart. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Counting the great heads, counting it's a baby, it's a man. You know what I'm saying? It's everyone needs to get vaccinated. You really don't need to vaccinate a baby. It's in your heart. You take, especially if it's not going to school, it's not going out, it's in your house. It's going to be fine.
So, at what age do you think people should?
Once you go out and you have to go to preschool, you're around kids. I don't know how old. Johnny down the block was doing it. So that's when you do stuff.
Okay, so then if you think that babies like don't need to get vaccinated, then why do you think there's such a strong push for it?
Should tell her to not get the Johnson & Johnson one, is what you're saying? Don't get the Johnson & Johnson one.
I didn't tell you no.
Okay. But she doesn't necessarily need to because she's young.
Yeah, it isn't like
yeah.
But again, she should be just out of her civic, it's her civic duty.
Does it make that much of a difference? Yeah.
So what would you say? Homeschool or get the vaccine?
Honestly, I don't think a kid needs to get it. It's just me.
Why not?
Kids, you're not developed yet. I mean, there's so much growth, you know? When you're young, you can rebound from the virus. You're fine. You shouldn't be getting it because you could spread to other people, you know, because you're a kid, you know? She's terrible.
What about it is terrible in your eyes?
It's the same concept of like you don't do things to kids. You don't put kids through certain things that you put adults through. It's just that kind of category.
Right.
As a kid, you just don't do that.
Right.
Not something that's so unknown in terms of the repercussions down the road.
So would you say we don't know the repercussions of it?
I mean, how could you? Right? There's nobody who's 30 years in that said, hey, I got the vaccine and I don't have a third eyeball.
So you're probably loving work right now, then.
It's like weird because they wanted us to take the J&J vaccine. I mean, it just wasn't the effectiveness, but like.
So you didn't take it?
Oh, no, I did. I took the vaccine.
Oh, you took it? Okay, yeah. So why is everyone leaning away from the Johnson & Johnson?
It could be in part like an FU, I'm not going to get your vaccine if you're going to force me to do this.
Right.
It could be too because people just don't trust it.
But never Johnson & Johnson. Why though?
60% thing in the blood clots.
Brandon Schatt goes on to explain his views and that the problem boils down to a lack of transparency within J&J for both political and financial reasons.
So what do you think this is about? Do you think it's about the money?
Collection of everything.
What?
The collection of everything, I bet.
What do you mean?
Politics, money. A lot of people trying to make the right decision, but being stuck in their position of really being influenced by somebody to go one side or the other. I don't think anybody's going to say anything either if there's something wrong, you know?
Why not?
People are private, you know? Even J&J.
What?
Even J&J is.
They're private?
You don't really hear about this stuff. Like, if something bad is going on, like, all right. For the 13 years that I've been there, at least my time in consumer products, they've had Tylenol that was laced with, like, cyanide. If something bad happened there, they had the recall product.
I don't know if I trust people. I don't know if I trust, like, what the media tells us, you know.
Yeah,
so you said I shouldn't trust the media?
No, why should we?
Right.
Why the hell should we?
Right.
No.
What do you mean by that?
In no capacity should we trust anything that you say.
It is startling to hear employees of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world refusing the very products they develop. If you are part of one of these big pharma giants, we invite you to reach out to us at veritastips@protonmail.com. Be brave. Do something.